This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis and fellow Democratic state officials are re-elected. The governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and state treasurer all won another term in Tuesday's election. The fate of several Colorado ballot measures are still undecided this morning. Proposals to provide free school meals and let grocery stores sell wine are still too close to call. One ballot measure that did pass easily is Proposition 121 to reduce the state income tax. Most of Colorado's incumbent members of Congress have been reelected, but Republican Representative Lauren Boebert is still waiting to see whether she'll serve another term. She's currently trailing Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The incumbent congresswoman stopped short of declaring victory. At her election night watch party, Boebert said, quote, "We will have this victory." She also expressed frustration that there wasn't a final vote tally Tuesday.
We have countries who count all of their votes on the same day, and you deserve the same here in America.
Boebert was heavily favored to win the majority conservative district, which covers much of the western slope. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Also still undecided is the outcome of Colorado's new 8th congressional district. A proposal to legalize psychedelic mushrooms is too close to call. Proposition 122 would make it legal to grow, gift, and use psilocybin mushrooms. It follows a decade of legal marijuana in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus.
It's what was the next step. We've legalized cannabis. The market is pretty mature now for that. And I think psilocybin is seen as may not be as commercially big as cannabis, but has maybe even higher therapeutic value.
The latest results show the yes votes ahead for Proposition 122, but again, it's still very close, and we'll get more on what's behind that ballot measure in just a few minutes this morning. Mostly sunny across the state today, rain and snow tonight in western Colorado and the mountains. This is CPR News.